Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th. So get your tickets now at kosai.org.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th. So get your tickets now at kosai.org.
Welcome to part two of our conversation with James Anito about demons in society.
You had mentioned before we got on the air that there was a case that you were involved in, and even an exorcist got involved in.
Mm-hmm.
It turned out to be fraudulent. Me through that, because it'd be interesting to kind of pull the curtain back and, you know, see how that works. I know you guys are super vigilant on, like, who you mm-hmm. allow into that world, because a lot of times things can be debunked and you want to make sure there's not a mental health thing going on. Yeah. How did this go?
So, yeah, definitely. So I always try to check the boxes off, and sometimes we are fooled. We're all human. I really had a feel for this person. The biggest reason is that the paranormal investigator that got me involved, this is in Tennessee, by the way, the paranormal investigator that got me involved is a police officer by day.
Mm-hmm.
Both of them actually were. So, you know, I definitely, and I don't think it's their fault. I think they were fooled as well. You know, even the greatest of us can be fooled. So, you know, I think in that form is I kind of let my guard down, but there were things that that were occurring, maybe forcefully, by the person. Maybe they, like telekinesis or telepathy or psychokinesis, things were happening in those senses. So maybe they were projecting it. But the police officer actually felt uneasy at the house. He said that some data points are occurring. I have video of certain things. You know, one of the things that was pretty interesting was she was vomiting up a black substance, you know, it was caught on video, and I had, you know, didn't see a sample in person because it was Tennessee, but they seen a sample in person, and they're police officers, so they had been around blood, and it wasn't, you know, red, but it could have been internal bleeding as well, and kind of crossed that off. But one of the interesting things is, you know, she even gave records of her you know, psychological visit. She went to the hospital to get checked. There was an injury, of course, and you know, I think in that point we did question it, and it was enough to pass it along, it's especially somebody local. You know, I know an exorcist out in Tennessee, and they'd be able to handle it physically, and of course they also have a psychologist on their team, so they could get a second opinion as well. And so, Yeah, I passed it along because of all the stuff from the data I seen from the, you know, black bile that was caught on video, you know, the police officer's testimony, and, you know, her friends and family's testimonies of how she changed. And, you know, I have a consciousness. I felt bad for this woman. And, you know, I had some red flags about it. I was there's things I, of course, questioned. But, you know, I went along with it, and it took a few consultations with the exorcist before he got it out of her that she had actually been faking all of this. And, you know, unfortunately, I wasted his time, and I feel, you know, I should have done it better, but I wasn't local. If I was local, then I would have been able to dissect it better. And to take a trip from Rhode Island to Tennessee, with what was going on with my health issues and stuff like that the past 8 months of my life, you know, would have been nearly impossible to go that far without, you know, any worries in my heart and my brain. So, like, you know, I don't want to put myself at risk or my family or those people at risk, because I don't know what was happening with me until I found out. But yeah, no. So even sometimes when you sift things through with a toothbrush or a comb, you know, it still can slip through the cracks. And that was one of them. You know, I'm not perfect. I'm not, you know, some people call me an expert, and even a specialist and expert can make mistakes.
Sure.
You know, it happens all the time. But yeah, no, that's one case that went a long way, you know.
Yeah, I mean, to see that they went, you know, to the depths that they did, even the video of the black bile and the physical production of such a thing. What was determined? Like, how did she make those things happen? And others see it and believe that this is in fact what they're seeing is real.
So, you know, as far as the black bile, I never had a conclusion, because when the exorcist took over, they usually push you out. Even though a close friend of mine, it becomes very internal, especially that he's connected to a church. You know, not the Catholic Church. He's he's part of the Church of England in the United States, which are like Catholics, but, you know, they have their own Anglican / Catholic beliefs. It's like a mixture, and so. You know, basically, we never realized. But one thing that I did kind of come across, and, you know, I'm not a medical professional, so I missed this, is that supposedly there was a deflated part of her lung. And I'm tending to think that maybe the black bile was something natural, and maybe a part of that deflated lung. But I also have done research, and, you know, it would have been a different color, but maybe in that certain circumstance it was different and could have been black. But, you know, as far as how she produced it, if it wasn't from the lung, then I don't really know, because it was caught on camera, her vomiting it out. And I'm pretty sure that the police officers, who are legitimate, I know they are police officers, wouldn't have been a part of this grand scheme of faking as well. So, it, you know, it fooled all of us, really, you know, even fooled the exorcist at first until, you know, because an exorcist doesn't always, when they get involved, doesn't always come in and start doing exorcism.
Sure.
Sometimes, you know, like seeing a doctor, there are consultation, a process before they rip you open in surgery. You know, there's a consultation, they do their testing, and, you know, unfortunately, he was able to do his testing and his consultation in person, and was able to unravel the onion.
How interesting. What became, when she did this and it was figured out that it was, you know, false, was this a case where she was believing her own story, or was this truly just done in malice of, let's see how far we can take these people?
I think she really believed her story at first.
You know,
unfortunately, one of the things is there was trauma apparent, and that's not to throw that out the window right away, because every demonic case that I've ever been a part of, trauma was prevalent in some form or fashion, either in early childhood or more so recently. So there was trauma with her.
Mm-hmm.
I think a lot of that was trauma induced. You know, she was sexually, sexually molested mm-hmm. and abused. So I think, you know, she didn't know this need for attention, this need and want for help, kind of emulated, projected in a different way.
Sure.
And she was going, you know, some people don't know what they're doing, you know, or they know what they're doing and they're so good at lying and keeping it mm-hmm. within themselves and internalizing it. So, you know, unfortunately, I'll never know. I got, to be honest with you, is before the exorcist got involved, we kind of got into it. Mm-hmm. So she cut communication off with me, which I think is the best thing, because I think if not, she would have reached out to me again.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, I was, she came basically, the exorcist, you know, an exorcist, it doesn't jump to your wishes. You know, they have a lot of other people on. And this priest is also a parish priest. So, of course, he runs a congregation. So, you know, we basically got into it, how I wasn't helping her. Snapped at me. And I'm not a person you snap at, especially when I work my butt off and I allow you to call me at certain points of the night. And, you know, I've done every process to get you this help. You know, if you snap at me, I'm basically going to put you in your place. I'm a respect person. If you don't respect me, I'm going to throw the gauntlet down. So she basically didn't like that. And unfortunately, she parted ways with me. But, mm-hmm. You know, the exorcist was already involved. So it was good.
That wraps up the second half of our conversation with James Anito. A big thank you to him for joining us in the program and sharing his experiences with us. And thank you for supporting the program and keeping us on the air. Until next time, for all of us at The Grave Talks, I'm Tony Bruschi. Thanks for listening.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at kosai.org.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at kosai.org.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand-new luxury apartments. River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th. So get your tickets now at kosai.org.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand-new luxury apartments. River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th. So get your tickets now at kosai.org.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand-new luxury apartments. River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th. So get your tickets now at kosai.org.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand-new luxury apartments. River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th. So get your tickets now at kosai.org.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand-new luxury apartments. River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th. So get your tickets now at kosai.org.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at kosai.org.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at kosai.org.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, and Emory Education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.